Hello and welcome to As Renowned's podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to do Tech Talk from May 25th, 2007, Week in Review. Sorry this week, I barely posted at all except for Tuesday. I've been really busy with everything. And next week, I'm definitely going back on schedule. Okay, now for Tech Talk. Toshiba plans 5 terabyte hard drives by 2013. Sony turning PSP into an iPhone competitor. BT and Sony are teaming up to bring messaging, voice calling, and video calling features to the Sony's portable video game console in the UK. I don't know why they're doing it in the UK. Anyway, copying HDDs, Blu-ray discs may become legal. Managed copying license would support users fair use right to move content across devices. It would be nice if I were able to watch my HD movie on my iPod, but how? My iPod's not HD! Google phone. Consider Google wireless? Perhaps its handset, but a slice of the wireless spectrum that Google is eyeing. Hey, you never know. PlayStation 3 adds upscaling. New PlayStation PSP remote play features. Sony releases a software update that boosts the PS3's to 1080p resolution and enhances remote play. Also, before I forget, I would like to remind you that you can email me at larry389@podomatic.com. You got that? .com. No, I'm just kidding. So, Microsoft Windows XP Service Pack 3 is still set for 08. Due to the rumors, it's still set. Earthlink to build out full Philadelphia Wi-Fi network. Lucky people. AT&T stores started taking iPhone pre-orders. Apple fixes 18 Mac OS X flaws. Reports that Verizon is playing the iPhone killer. Verizon is plotting a response to AT&T's widely anticipated iPhone offering. This is funny because Apple went to the Verizon first before going to the new AT&T. I guess they realized they've made a mistake. Ooh. And since I owe you guys this week, today I'm going to have an extended tech talk. So I'm going to discuss about other things. Encrypting drives are coming out now. Segway's momentous 5400 FDE.2 might not look special at first glance, but this notebook hard drive features a full disk 128-bit encryption. HD Photo looks to seize format crown. We've been living with JPEG image format so long it's difficult to imagine another format replacing it. But that's exactly what Microsoft has in store. Bruce called Windows Media Photo. Several improvements include the compression is smaller, the quality is better, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. Also, I would like to remind you to visit my YouTube account at www.youtube.com/LarryIsFunny. FUNNY. This has been out for, February, March, April, May. And it's almost June, so it's about 4 months now. And smart computing has created a list of top 20 glitches that it has. Number 20, Windows Media Player takes a long time to change songs. 19, the thumbnails in the folders in some of the one of the folders are corrupt. Number 18, sleep mode is not functioning properly. Number 17, Windows won't boot without the Vista disk in the drive. Number 16, a USB hard drive works in Windows XP but not in Vista. 15, web pages viewed in Firefox jump around the screen. 14, iTunes does not work with Vista. 13, copying files from one drive to another takes a long time. Number 12, Vista can't detect my CD run. 11, web browsing seems sluggish. 10, I receive a blue error screen when trying to install Vista. 9, start menu takes forever to open. 8, the Arrow interface does not run on my PC. 7, my entire system seems sluggish after installing Vista. 6, my NIC card does not work with Vista. 5, Flash isn't working properly or at all. 4. When you install a new program, some people are forced to reactivate Windows. 3. The recycle bin has disappeared from my desktop. 2. It takes 4 or 5 minutes to start. And before we get to number 1, I'd like to say I didn't have any of these problems except maybe. I don't know. Number 13, copying files from one drive to another takes a long time. It says, now calculating. Instead of calculating how much time is left for it to transfer, just transfer for Pete's sakes. Number 1, my CPU is working overtime since I installed Vista. Well, I have a busy desktop. I'm an old XP computer. I had about 63 processors running at one time. Now, I have 93. Why 93? Because Windows Vista is a new operating system, hundreds of problems are practically guaranteed. Not by Microsoft, of course. To crop up over the early stages of a software's existence. Many of these problems will be exclusive to certain PC configurations, so there's no guarantee you'll find the exact answer to your particular problem if you go hunting for an answer. In other words, it's a new operating system. Wait till it gets better. XP wasn't that great when it first came out. This was actually great right out of the box. To me, anyway. Today, we have a question and answer session asked by one of my friends. Question, and this relates to Windows, can flash drives be used to migrate data and programs from an old computer to a new computer? If so, will it be a problem in migrating from an old computer with Windows XP Service Pack 2 to a new computer running Windows Vista? Answer. Flash drives are a convenient way of migrating data such as files between computers, but attempting to migrate applications is often unsuccessful due to the way Windows manages applications. When you install an application onto your computer, it usually creates a folder in the application in C:\Program Files. Naming the folder with the software one's name or the name of the program itself. Although there are numerous files in the directory, including an actual program, migrating an application by simply copying this folder to your new computer will not work for the majority of Windows applications. Okay, and before I forget, if you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me at larry39@podomatic.com. If you have any questions at all about your computer, email me, and I'll make a nice little video, video podcast, so you can, you know, actually see what you're doing. Thanks for listening, and have a good day. Ba-da-ba-ba, wah, wah. Larry39@podomatic.com.